members of the youth group. A few weeks ago, the youth group was asked as a whole who would do the sermon, and hesitantly I volunteered, and later that day, I kind of regretted my decision. I mean, what could I possibly teach any of you, the wise, smart, experienced, creative? What could I possibly bring to your table? Now, I had to start at the beginning, and I thought about past services, and I started to see a trend. I'm one of the usually younger members of the congregation on any given Sunday, and with youth comes being naive, and naive people have a totally different perspective on life than those with more experience. Naive people can take a complex situation and break it down to a simple one. Naive people can see an easy solution, which may be more efficient than answers given by people who only look for the complex. Everyone starts out being naive, and what we do along the way shapes us into what we are today. It's also said that naive people see the best in people. For example, at my stage in life, when I see a man with tattoos or piercings, I think, wow, that is pretty awesome. I mean, did it hurt? I wonder what that one means. That takes a lot of courage. Whereas some adults might think, wow, they must be very irresponsible to permeate their body like that. I wouldn't trust them. I mean, how can they hold a job? With being naive in my original outlook that I had made a grave mistake, I decided on a topic of forgiving our debtors. So I had to start somewhere, and the best place to start is defining what does forgiving our debtors mean. I mean, we say it every single Sunday, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. A debtor is someone who has wronged you, whether personally or interpersonally, rightfully or wrongfully. A debtor is not exactly the best place to be. However, as said in Scripture, Ephesians 4, 31 through 32, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ forgave you. Many people tend to hold grudges for a long time. They tend to stick on to a small aspect of a person and can't really see the whole picture. This is why long-lasting first impressions are very important. If one makes a mistake, even the smallest mistake, it can stick with you for the rest of your life. For example, almost everyone knows the 37th President of the United States, Richard Nixon. Nobody remembers Nixon for bringing our troops home from Vietnam. Nobody remembers Nixon for starting the war on cancer. Nobody remembers Nixon for being president when we landed on the moon. All people remember him is for the Watergate scandal. And when asked what the Watergate scandal is, most people can't even tell you. Oh, it was a scandal at the Watergate, right? Yeah. Well, the Watergate break-ins were essentially men who had no direct association with the president trying to dig up dirt on the opponent. They did this so they could figure out his plans and negatively campaign against him. Negative campaigning outlines the flaws in other candidates, and it's common in today's media. And Nixon, he won by one of the largest margins in U.S. history. He didn't even need their info. But he made a mistake of trying to cover up their work, and that's all he would be remembered for. Not his 20 years of service in the government or fighting during World War II, he would only be remembered for his mistake. And in my eyes, that's not fair. And now a lot of adults will say, well, life ain't fair, kid. You gotta move along. But his one mistake should not underscore his life of service. People ask for forgiveness every day from God, yet they can't learn to forgive others. In baseball, people are given 3 strikes before they are out. In our modern prison system, the 3-strike rule gives offenders who have committed a third offense a substantially longer sentence, essentially giving them a chance to get their act together before going away for a long time. There are numerous organizations everywhere that give people second chances. Even our animal shelters give discarded pets a second chance to find a loving and caring owner. What I'm asking you to do is look for the best in people and forgive them. I'm not saying to just give them back what they had, but forgiveness can mean the world to a person. Jesus gave his life on the cross to forgive us our sins, and the least we can do is try to forgive others. Adding on, there is more to be said in the Bible when it comes to judgment of your peers and their mistakes. For example, in Matthew 7, 1 through 5, do not judge or you will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at a speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. This is essentially saying that you should not judge others' actions unless you are prepared to have your own judged. When all you see is a person's mistake, how are you in the position to judge them or evaluate them as a whole? Who are we to evaluate others' mistakes when we have so many of our own? How can we see the bad in people when we try so hard to cover up our own bad parts from the eyes of others? Overall, I'm just asking you to open your eyes when it comes to others' mistakes and debts. I may be young, but that allows me to see the best in people. When young, I guess we don't hold on to people's faults because there's so much to be seen in the future. There's so much ahead of all of us, and one mistake shouldn't hold any of us back, and we should not hold anyone else back just because of their one mistake. A very common saying is that everyone deserves a second chance. Even though every case is different, a person will surely work harder to please when they are given mercy rather than rage. This effect can snowball, creating a line of people forgiving each other rather than a world full of spiting each other. In the end, it is up to you when faced with mercy of others, and I hope you see the benefits of forgiving our debtors. And also remember that sometimes you need to forgive yourself, and there's a community at this church that can help you along the way.